What is soul rest? Jesus says in Matthew 11, 28 to 30, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." In Matthew 11, Jesus pays a tribute to John and condemns self-righteousness. He applauds the spiritual wisdom of the babes and puts down the folly of the wise of the world. He then concludes with a strong reassurance that he can provide rest to the weary, rest for the souls. The Hebrew word sabbat means to rest or stop or cease from work. Jesus is not talking of physically or mentally weary, though they may be included. The primary topic is focused on rest for souls, which may have ripple effects on the mind and body. What is this rest? The Bible gives us an example of Lot's soul being tortured while trapped in materialism. In 2 Peter 2:7 to 9, we see that if he rescued Lot, a righteous man, distressed by the depraved conduct of the lawless, for that righteous man living among day after day was tormented in his righteous soul by the lawless deeds he saw and heard. If all this is so, then the Lord knows how to rescue the godly from trials and to hold the unrighteous for punishment on the day of judgment. The conscience cringes at evil, while the body craves worldly pleasures. We need to recognize sin as a primary burden it causes to the world and its repercussions in our lives. Pursuit and longing for the truth results in true rest, peace, abundance, and satisfaction in Christ. As opposed to the numerous salvation models designed with steps or laws for salvation, Jesus brings the whole package in these verses. Achieving soul rest is a lifelong journey. Soul rest is relief from the burdens that Satan puts on us. It is embracing Christ's offer of salvation, systematically casting away demands of the flesh in order to rest the soul, deepening our relationship with Him as we build relationship with His people, an ongoing pursuit of discipleship. Jesus gives 5 steps to achieving soul rest. Concede your burden, come to Christ, connect with Christ, center around Christ, and continue in Christ.